Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
We are starting a new series that will carry us through the month of June. All about how to ruin community. Are you excited? Want to know how to ruin community? No? Well, the thing is, unfortunately, we're all pretty good at ruining community already. And what we want to do this month is not really talk about how to ruin community, but we want to talk about the things that we typically do that ruin community. And we want to highlight those things and figure out what is it that we need to do and what do we need to navigate to actually keep community strong. Now, originally, the idea for this message was, okay, one of the biggest things that ruins community is gossip. So let's talk about gossip. And so that's what we started with, is what about this gossip problem and how do we navigate it and how do we understand it and what do we do with it? I remember years ago, this was like 20 plus years ago because I'm starting to get old, which, by the way, everything hurts, so yay! I'm starting to get old, and it was like 20-plus years ago in high school for me. I remember that there was a rumor going around about me that I had literally yelled at somebody in the hallway of my high school and thrown a Bible at them. I don't remember doing it. I think it would have been hilarious to watch. But there was actually this rumor that got spread around that me being a Christian, me being somebody that held to his morals and held to the Bible and was somebody that wasn't willing to compromise what he believed to just fit in, that there was this story that started and got snowballed and eventually turned into Evan is violent with his Bible. Kind of funny, kind of messed up, not real helpful. And gossip for all of us, we've experienced it. We have a long list of different settings, situations, experiences in our lives that fall into the category of gossip. Some of us, it has happened in the church. Some of us grew up where prayer meeting was the time where you got everybody together, they sat down and they gossiped about everything that was going on in the name of prayer. In the name of prayer, we got to know about it if we're going to pray about it. But you spent the hour of prayer meeting, you spent about 45 minutes talking about everybody and talking about their problems and digging into the details of the problems. You spent 5 minutes praying for the problems, and then you had 10 minutes afterwards talking about the problems that were going to come up next week. Others have dealt with this in their friendships, in their social circles, at work. Sometimes with this idea of, you know what, well, we got to know if we're going to deal with it. You just got to know about it. And so you end up, you talk about other people, you talk about management, you talk about your employees, you talk about the different people, some of them you like, some of them you don't like, some of them you like today, but you don't like tomorrow, so you might as well build up a list of all the dirty laundry so that when you decide that you don't like them, you've already got the list of things that you can bring up. Some of us just really enjoy it on TV and in movies. I mean, the shows that have the juiciest drama, the juiciest gossip, are the most entertaining ones. They're the ones that suck you in because you're like, I got to know what happens. I got to know what Lucille says next. What's Joey going to do? How is he going to handle this? But we've also had the experience where we have been gossiped about. And some of us, that has happened in church. Some of us, that has happened in our family. Some of us, it's happened at work. People we thought were friends. The people that we still call friends, but like, we feel like we don't have any other choice. They are our friend. They have to fall into our friend, but they still gossip about us. Our different social circles, like, and you have felt like you have shared information and that information got shared beyond what it was supposed to. You feel like you've got to run away from those kind of relationships. You feel like you've got to retaliate. Maybe this is the first time you've been in church in years because the last church experience you had, you shared something, you were honest, you were vulnerable, and it got spread. Maybe an email got sent out to everybody on the prayer team, and everybody in the church found out about it, and everybody was talking about it, and you were just so embarrassed and ashamed and scared of it that you just didn't show up again. We have had all sorts of experiences with gossip. And sometimes it's not just these really sick, dirty motives. Sometimes it's not this matter of everybody's just out to get everybody. We do a really good job of justifying it. Well, you got to know about it. Or I need the details to pray about it. Or I don't want so-and-so to get hurt, so I've got to protect them by sharing this information. Or like I can pray about them better if I have all the details. So I'm going to talk to everybody to get all the information so I know how to better deal with it and I can know how to better pray about it. And there's those sneaky little bits where you don't necessarily think about it, but it feels good to gossip about somebody else because it kind of feels good not to feel horrible about yourself because you realize that everybody else is kind of messed up too. And so you don't consciously think about it, but it kind of feels good to look down on somebody else because you don't feel so bad about yourself. But essentially, this becomes a problem because it ends up being all about poking holes. Gossip ends up being about poking holes. And you know what? It's not even really about gossip. Gossip is one of the things that we do with our words, but really, it's all about what we do with our words. And quite often, what we end up doing is we've got this drill, and we're just looking for opportunities to poke holes, to drill holes. Sometimes it takes a little bit of work. You got to push on it. You got to work on people, and you're constantly looking to poke holes. Now, if you've got like a gerbil inside a jar, you want to poke holes in the jar so the gerbil doesn't. But the thing is, we're not gerbils and we're not in a jar, we're people and we're all on a boat. And the thing about community is that you don't actually poke holes in people, you're poking holes in the boat. And every time we use our words to gossip, to attack, to belittle, to demean, to make somebody vulnerable, for poking holes in the boat. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm not a big ocean guy. But I understand that if the boat has holes in it, the boat is going to... This is what it says in James chapter 3, verse 8. It says, no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil full of deadly poison. But Paul says also in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and verse 29. In verse 15, Paul says, instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head, that is Christ. And in verse 29, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, Paul writes, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. You see, this issue with community, we kind of lump gossip and say gossip is the one evil, but the problem is not gossip. The problem is our mouths. And we have this tendency to use our mouths to spew poison and to poke holes. And we're not poking holes in individual people. We are poking holes in community. We are putting holes in the boat that we are all in. And that doesn't just sink somebody else. That sinks the community. And so this is what I need us to understand here today. In a community, you either poke holes or you patch holes with your words. You can either use a drill and poke holes, or you can pull out some tape and you can patch the holes. That's the choice that we have. And you can't do it on your own. You need to do it through the power of Christ, who tames the tongue, who is master of the tongue, and changes us internally. But that's the option that we have. And if we do not embrace patching holes with our words, we will end up poking holes with our words. Whether it's gossip or not, what we do with our words will have one of two effects. We're either going to poke holes in the boat or we're going to patch holes in the boat. And whether you like it or not, we are in the boat together. And if the boat sinks or floats, is up to what we do with our words. Tracking with me? Now, I know there's hesitation with this, because you're like, well, does that mean that I just need to ignore the stupid things that other people do? Does that mean that I just need to let people harm others and to let them do damage and not share information? Does that mean I don't get to pray about people, that there's no way for me to share prayer requests, that if somebody is being harmful or dangerous, that I can't warn other people? Does that just mean that I need to shut up? That I'm either going to poke holes with my words or I've got to shut up? No. It's not that you either get to poke holes or do nothing. You can either poke holes or patch holes. Because the reality is, sometimes we're not poking holes through what we're doing. People are poking their own holes. They're doing damage in their own lives. They do harmful things. They do dangerous things. They hurt other people. They hurt themselves. There are people in your lives who are gossips. There are people in your lives who are liars. There are people in your lives who are abusive, who are dangerous, who are problematic. Absolutely. It's just the reality that we're in community with them already. And we are those people. And we can sit here and we can blame other people and we can say, well, the boat's sinking because of them. Or we can find a way to use our words to patch the holes and keep the boat floating. What I'm talking about is grace. Grace isn't about ignoring problems. It's not about just keeping your mouth shut. It's about finding ways to fix the broken things. It's about using our words to speak truth with love. It's about finding ways to offer forgiveness to people. It's about finding ways to give people a path out of the pit so they don't need to continue repeating the problematic, dangerous, damaging habits and rhythms of their lives and of their families where they continue to gossip, they can continue to manipulate, they continue to abuse. You're looking for a way to use your words to get them out of that path, to trade the drill for some tape. And we don't create that path by beating people down. We don't create that path by shoving them to the sides. We create that path by giving them the benefit of the doubt, by speaking to them with love where we actually care about them. We have this great desire for them. We want them to be here. We want them to be in community. We want them to be serving. We want them to be part of our group. And we have a way for them to change. And that's through Christ. And it's not just about not gossiping. It's about using our words to share the characteristics of Christ. To produce healthy relationships, to heal broken things, to change hearts, to resolve conflicts, to bring life. Okay. So you're seeing it. You're seeing it. Gossip's bad. Using your words is bad. It's very easy to fall into that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to poke more holes. We want to patch the holes. Grace and the character of Christ allows us to do that. That's great. That's a good concept. But what does that actually mean? How are you actually supposed to do that? Keep private information private unless you are given permission to share it. Go right to the source. Don't try to find out information without going to the source. And if you don't want to go to the source, be okay with not knowing and not talking about it. Pray more than you discuss. If the information is not confirmed, guess what? It isn't information. Pray more than you discuss it, or just pray about it instead of discussing it. Public information that seems to be public, still go to the source about it. Assume that people want to get better. Assume that people want love. Assume people are trying their best to figure things out. Give the benefit of the doubt. Build a reputation of trust, not gossip. Build a reputation of keeping your mouth shut and not oversharing. protect people's vulnerability, honor their vulnerability. Don't ignore evil, but face it with grace at the source. Patch the holes. Don't poke. I want this church to be a community. And I want this to be a community where it is safe to come full of holes and get patched up. I want us to be a people who don't ignore the holes, don't hide from them, but actually show the mess that we're in and get help. We want to be a people where the power of Jesus shines so bright that people come here because they're full of holes. And know this is a place to get patched up. A place of honesty, vulnerability, safety, endurance, healing. Where others are drawn in, families survive crisis, where we survive tragedy, we endure through all the attacks, we survive the storms. We stay afloat through the storms because we have used our words to patch the holes. The worship team's going to come up, and they're going to do another two or three songs here. And maybe you're here this morning and the Lord has really been stirring in your heart saying, hey, you have had a problem with poking holes. And I need you to confess it. I need you to repent. I need you to turn from that. And this is a moment where you need to spend time confessing it to God, admitting it to Him, and saying, God, I am so sorry that I have messed this up. I am so sorry that I missed this point and that I have been so comfortable poking holes, and you've got to come. And there's nothing magical about these altars, but there's something intense and special about physically getting up out of your seat, coming forward, and kneeling that puts your body in the posture that you want your spirit to be in, and that you need to come and you need to humble yourself and submit to God and say, God, I am sorry. I am sorry for using my words to poke holes. Maybe you're here and you just feel like you are full of holes. And you want to get patched up, and you need to just come forward today, and you need to just come to God and say, God, I want to be patched up. I don't want to be full of holes anymore. I don't want that to be my life. I don't want that to take over. I don't want to be drowning, and I don't want to cause anybody else to drown. And I need you to heal me, and I need you to change me. Or maybe you're here and He has just been putting on your heart how you have got to shift. Maybe you've been ignoring it. Maybe you just, there's no glaring issue, but you just know that you have not been actively using your words to patch holes. And He is stirring inside of you this passion, this conviction, this determination to change how you use your words, and that you can actually help keep the boat floating through the storms. And you've got to pour your heart out and you've got to surrender that to Him and say, God, I want you to control my tongue to not let any unwholesome thing come out of my mouth, but only things that are useful for building up your body, advancing your kingdom, and patching holes. Because in a community, you either poke holes or you patch holes with your words.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.